A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials. Seneca. What type of personality you have? Are you among those people who believe that no pain, no gain? Or among the ones who believe in cake's not worth the candle, or go with the flow? My story belongs to a cool summer night. It was like many other nights that we gathered in Arash's house. But a question later that night changed the routine for me. Arash is a great friend of mine, whom we gather in his place to mingle. That night, like many other nights, after we played and chatted and laughed and complained about the economy, politics and politicians of the world, we ordered fast food for supper. That time, I didn't have a serious diet, but my friends have started their diet and mostly ordered salads as well. Unlike other nights that I would order my favorite two pieces of Zinger sandwiches with French fries and a Sprite, I just ordered one sandwich meal without fries and I also ordered salad, just to look more like them. I was so hungry. I usually am hungry and everyone knows that I have a good appetite, almost always. When the doorbell rang, it was like finding water in desert. So hungry that I grabbed my order and started to munch on the cabbages of my salad first, without touching the sandwich. The Zinger, one of my top 5 favorite food of all time. Others started with their salads, then moved to fries while biting on their sandwiches. I was on my salad, only the salad, and I wanted it to finish first and fast. My sandwich sitting still on the plate next to my unopened mineral bottle. Suddenly Arash popped the question. You leave the best for the last, huh? I was still eating my salad when I looked at him and realized everyone looked at my plate and then were waiting for my response. I smiled and said, was it that obvious? Later that night, I thought of the question and tried to call my beliefs on why I came to that point. That even in my eating habit, I have a pattern. I first eat what I don't like and leave what I like the most for the last. In that specific order, from the least liked to the most liked food. Something not usual in the eyes of others. Then I reviewed on my actions, the way I decide on things and how I manage my pleasure and happiness, especially in relation to my goals and dreams. So how about you? Are you like me, believing that no victory comes without hardship and willing to go through difficulties of the journey, hoping or knowing there is a light at the end of the road? Sacrificing the current pleasure for the sense of greater good that comes later with victory is a trait of a stoic personality. These type of people are willing to go through hardship, knowing that it will lead to a better and more joyful result in the future. Remember, I said a planned and purposive hardship. I didn't mean going through any torture or any sort of that. Though the philosophy of Stoicism is deeper than this, but such a concept is spreading by some influential people in the field of business and self-help. People like Ty Lopez, Darren Hardy, Tim Ferriss, etc. In this podcast, I like to tackle with the concept of accepting the hardship and going through a planned path that may doesn't seem or feel joyful, but knowing that it eventually will take us to the desired outcome. For example, if you want to have a 6-ab lean figure, you cannot enjoy the unlimited refillable iced tea or soda available in many restaurants or fast food outlets. Instead, you have to let go of some pleasurable desires and even start working out and pour sweat on this. And guess what? That's not all. You also need to calculate the proper calorie intake and get control over the food you take just to be lean. And believe me, it is too hard for a man who would eat up to 4 Zinger in a single meal to give it up. And now eat it rarely. Very rarely. Actually, I just had one in the past 4 months and that was a homemade. So there are 2 types of people. Stoics, who accept the challenges along the way and willing to continue the path knowing it will lead them to their desired goals, and the other group who believe in go with the flow. We will talk about the second group in our next episode. So which one are you, and how about your friends? What type are they? Are they putting aside their most favorite dish for the last, or they eat it at first. How about you? Are you letting go of the additional birthday chocolate cake slice now available and brought by the hostess as the finale for the party after all the previous desserts you ate after dinner? And how about your work? How about in pursuing your dreams? Are you willing to let go of the party tonight that all your besties are going just because you have to work on this project for your side hustle, your desired goal? Look, we are emotional creatures and hardly follow logic. But if you put your logic first, at least most of the time, either by accepting the situation and controlling your emotions to be more proactive than reactive, and if you are willing to let go of your pleasures with the hope of getting your goals, then you may tell yourself, I have some stoic traits and I might be a stoic, at least in that context. Now, here comes the next question, the more important question. Which trait leads to success? If I want to be successful, should I be a stoic or not? Should I change my friends or not? Should I change myself or not? The answer is yes and no. Remember, being a stoic in your journey to success, no matter what goal you have, means accepting that in the path there might be moments or period of time that you need to go through hardship. Sometimes difficulties that you think might be unbearable. But the moment you put logic ahead of your game, then your emotions, and the moment you decide to do the right thing, is a great step towards success. And this is what I meant by being a stoic. But this doesn't mean it should be all the time, and for all steps in your life journey. There are times you need to party too. And tell yourself, I'm gonna enjoy tonight as if there won't be any other party in my life. Or grab that slice of chocolate cake and tell yourself, I'm gonna eat this piece of cake and enjoy it as if this is my last meal on earth. And go back to your diet and goal of being fit. The point is, it is you that you are choosing that piece of cake or that party with the knowledge that it won't stop you from moving towards your goal. And it is totally different from a person who just gives up the work every time there is a party, or gives up the diet every time there is a cake. Got the point? A stoic person chooses going to a party, and not a stoic person who let the party take him away every time. A stoic girl chooses to have a piece of cake, knowing the journey continues with all energy and the commitment. And the non-stoic girl let the cake take her away every time present. So you decide. First, think about yourself. What kind of person you are? Are you a stoic or not? Then answer to this question. Will being a stoic help me get my dreams? If yes, then the final step is to think. What areas in life should be acted upon as a stoic person? I prepared a worksheet downloadable for free in the podcast website, and I placed the link to this podcast information where you can download and print and sit down alone and think about these three questions and write down your answers. And if you like, share with me your thoughts and worksheet through email address mylifemymark@gmail.com. With this, I want you to think now and answer to the following questions. What kind of person am I? Am I a stoic or not? Will being a stoic help me to get my dreams and goals? And if yes, then the final step is to think what areas in your life should be acted upon as a stoic person. I'm looking forward to be with you again in our next episode when we are going to talk about the second group of people who go with the flow. Thank you very much and have a nice time.